Welcome everybody. This is Katrina Sawa, the Jumpstart Your Biz Coach with jumpstartyourmarketing.com. And the book, the author of the book, Love Yourself Successful, A Woman's Step-by-Step Guide to Finally Taking Charge of Your Life and Designing the Business of Your Dreams. And this audio recording is a brief overview of what the book is all about, why I wrote the book, my journey, and how it can relate to you in your life, your business, and your own success. And so I hope that it gives you some insight, some motivation, and some inspiration to finally do what the book says, is really take charge of your life, stop settling, take care of yourself, love yourself more, take care of yourself before others, and also take a look at your career, your business. If you have a business already, what are you doing? Are you doing what you love? Are you making money at what you love? And if you're not in your own business and you want to be, why aren't you? Let's get you going, right? And so what would be, I want to encourage you to take the next step towards your big vision and your dreams. And ultimately, the goal is to create happier, more complete lives for all of us. And that is truly my mission on this planet, is to create happier lives for everybody. And that, to me, means looking at your personal life, your love relationships, your self-talk and self-esteem and confidence. It means looking at the people around you. And are you allowing in toxic people into your life, or do you feel really encouraged, supported, and inspired with the people around you? And in your career and in your business life and in your money-making life, what are you doing and how can you be more, do more, serve more, make more? And what is it you really want to go after? I truly believe that we can go after whatever it is we want. We can have whatever it is we want. You just have to put your mind to it. You have to make the right decisions in the right order and in a timely manner. And then you have to take the actions that come across right in front of your face. Opportunities, mentors, trainings, workshops, whatever it may be that comes across your path that you know you need to be doing to get to your next level, whether it's in your personal life or your business life, that you actually take action on those instead of just sitting back and woe is me. So no more woe is me, no more whining and complaining that you can't get what you want and you can't make the money and you're unhappy in your personal life. If you're listening to this audio, I want you to really open your mind to what else is possible. I want you to really think about your big vision and where you want to take your life. And if you were 95 on your deathbed right now, what would you be extremely proud of that you've accomplished in your life? And it doesn't have to be making $1 million or helping hundreds of thousands of homeless children, okay? It doesn't have to be something that extraordinary. It can be something extraordinary to you, and it doesn't matter. It's whatever, but think bigger. I want you to think bigger. You don't have to settle in your love life. You don't have to be around toxic people. You don't have to be overweight. You don't have to be self-conscious. You don't have to be broke. You don't have to be any of those things. You can decide to have more, that you want more, and you have to learn that you do that you deserve it, and then you have to believe that you deserve it, and then you have to own the fact that you deserve it. And when you do that, things will change, and your life will change, and you will make different decisions, I promise. So this book is a little bit about my journey and what I discovered probably halfway through running my business. I started my business in 2002, and before then I was an advertising sales rep at a local newspaper in my town in Sacramento, California. And I loved that job. And I mean, well, I'll go way back a little bit. I'll go back a little further. I've been in sales and marketing all my life. Yes, I'm the kid that had the ice cream or the lemonade stand. My first job was the ice cream scooper at Thrifty's, if you ever remember Thrifty's drugstore and their awesome ice cream. I was an ice cream scooper. But from that day forward, I was always in sales. It's like one scoop or two, right? One scoop or three. Add on to that. Take some home with you. But it's so I've always been not only dealing with the public, with customer service, but in some sort of inspiring, motivating, I call it sales and marketing position, because that's really what it is. Sales is not a bad thing. Being in sales is not a bad thing. Being a salesperson is not a bad thing. It's how you approach your potential prospects in order to make them feel like they do deserve to buy whatever it is you have, or that they do need it. A lot of times, when you're not selling your products and services very well, you're not, you're, how should I say it? You're actually doing a disservice to the people, your potential prospects and customers. You're doing a disservice to them because, especially if they really, really need what you have to offer, and you're not pushing it, but I mean, you're not like really showing them that they need this and giving them an opportunity to buy and asking for the sale. So that's just a little bit about where I come from. I've sold ice cream. I've sold clothing in clothing stores. I sold knives to friends and family. The best knives on the planet, I might say, Cutco knives. But and then I've sold door-to-door sales. I used to sell oil changes. I'd sell whatever they put in my hand door to door, basically, and it was four oil changes for $20. And so I'd knock on the door, and they'd open the door, and I'd be like, "Hi, do you want $5 oil changes?" Right? So you'd have to get your hook in really quickly. So I learned from a young age that that hook, that headline, that attention-getting phrase, whether it's in person, in a email subject line, on a web page, on a flyer or a newspaper ad, that hook, that headline was really crucial because that really determined whether someone was going to continue paying attention to you, continue reading further, or slam the door in your face, right? So I learned from an early age about that. And so people always ask me, "Well, how do you know all this stuff that you're teaching your clients?" And I'm like, I just learned it, right? I learned it along the way, mostly through hard knocks, mostly through street sense, and other mentors. I mean, even in that business, I was following people, great sales trainers like Zig Ziglar and Brian Tracy. Okay, so those strategies I ingrained in me for years. And so those kinds of things are always with you. Once you learn them, they're always with you. So if you're someone who doesn't really feel comfortable around selling or marketing, know that you can learn it. It takes a little time. It doesn't happen overnight, but you can totally learn this stuff in order to become a really great salesperson. You can do it in any authentic way that's good for you. You don't have to be salesy like a car salesman, a typical car salesman, you don't, or a door-to-door salesperson, right? You can do it in your own way. So I've been in that kind of a position all my life. I've done lots of outreach in jobs that I was in. I used to work at a retirement community where I had to get people to buy into or rent, apartment homes, independent and assisted living. So I'm really familiar with that industry. And in that industry, I had to really reach out to the community for referrals and cross promotions, as well as doing lots of advertising. I mean, I have a broad range of experience in sales and marketing in different areas, in different kinds of companies, in different industries. When I was at the newspaper, I mean, I worked with every single kind of business you can imagine, from restaurants to chiropractors to hairstylists to clothing stores and drug stores and spas and salons and retirement homes and hearing aid companies and just anything, mostly brick and mortar at that time, mostly people that had a storefront or an office location. But I really, one thing I noticed was that a lot of those folks that were in business for themselves or who had retail locations knew their product and service, but they didn't really know that well how to sell or market themselves effectively. And they would run ads, or either in my, they wouldn't run ads with me because I would force them to change their ad if they gave me a really crappy ad. But they would do things that they just didn't know. They would watch their competitors, and if their competitors didn't know what they were doing, then they would get stuck in the same situation as doing what everybody else is doing, but nobody else is getting any business either, so you're modeling after the wrong people. So I really learned quickly in that job that small businesses needed help, and they were opening left and right, right? And they're still to this day opening left and right. A lot of times now, though, people are opening their own business out of their homes. So there's a lot more home-based businesses, and that's more my focus these days is the home-based business. Because the home-based business thinks these days that they're just going to print a business card, go to a couple networking events, put a website up so people find them online, and they're going to have all kinds of business coming to them. But that's not the way it works. Those are things you need to do for sure, but there's a lot more marketing that has to be done in order to really attract the amount of prospects you need and the amount of leads you need these days in order to make the kind of sales you need to make any kind of money at all. So that's kind of my professional journey. And yes, I have a degree in business and marketing concentration and all that stuff, but I swear, I don't know how much I learned from college that I'm actually applying today. Most of what I'm applying today in my business, I've learned from other business owners, mentors, and people that are doing what I'm doing, or that are ahead of me, that are making millions of dollars. I only invest in coaches and mentors that are making considerably more money than me at the business models that I'm doing, so that I can learn from people who have been there, done that, and have made the mistakes and invested the right money so that they can show me exactly what to do and what not to do. And that's why my clients hire me too, is usually when you're starting up or when you've been in business for so long and you're still struggling to get to the six figures, or maybe you're over the six figures but you're still stuck and you just can't get to the next level. Those are the kinds of clients that I work with. And because there's a lot of things you can do in your business these days with the internet, your website, the phone, and just email and social media. There's so many possibilities. So whether you're in business or not, I really encourage you to think about how you can do things differently, and you may not know. It's the thing is, you don't know what you don't know. And I didn't know things either until I learned them from mentors. And so I just encourage you to seek help, ask for help if you're really trying to build the life of your dreams. You're probably going to need some help in some areas, right? I mean, when I wanted to lose weight and start working out, I didn't just go to the gym and try to figure out what exercises and what machines to use myself. I hired a personal trainer, right? I hired a personal trainer for like 3 months who kicked me into gear and who showed me everything I needed to do. And then now I know the exercises I need to do and the frequency I need to do it and the weights and all that stuff and how to progress and not hurt myself. And I know what things work for which areas I want to help. And so, but I had to hire a personal trainer to show me. At least that's the faster way, right? Of course, I guess I could have read online manuals and looked at online videos and figured it out like eventually, but I like to take the fast track. And if you like to take the fast track, then you're in the right place because I don't want to mess around. I don't want to be 65 and finally figure it out. Okay? I'm 42 right now, and I want to figure this out as fast as humanly possible. So more money, more happiness, more love, more balance, more vacations, more serving, you know, can happen faster. Okay? And so I hope that you can really consider getting help, whether it's from me or somebody else. You really step out of your comfort zone and reach and ask for help. You're going to have to step out of your comfort zone to get anywhere in life if you want to get anywhere. If you just want to stay the status quo, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But and then you don't have to get out of your comfort zone. But is that going to be what really makes you happy and really makes you tick and really make you want to jump out of bed every morning? If not, then you better stretch and get a little uncomfortable in certain areas. And I tell you, this journey of being an entrepreneur, it's been 10 years now, and it's never comfortable, frankly, and it doesn't get any better. The more money you make, the more uncomfortable it gets, because the bigger the team you need, the bigger the support staff, the bigger the infrastructure, the bigger the investments you need to make, and the bigger nut you have to make every month in order to cover your business expenses. So it's never comfortable. It does get easier, because when you put systems into place in your business and you have automation in your lead generation, follow-up and marketing and your online sales process, then you get to work less. When you have leads coming in automatically through automated marketing efforts, or you have a team helping you reach out to new leads and they're funneling them into the system, then yeah, you can really be focused on your genius. You can be focused on helping your clients either one-on-one or in your groups, or creating new content and getting that out there, or through speaking or writing books or whatever it is you want to do. You can be more focused with your genius when you automate, delegate, systematize, and really set the business up the right way from the start. So I really want to encourage you, if you are in business or thinking about getting in a business, please don't dabble here and dabble there and haphazardly invest and, you know, throw money over here and go after bright, shiny objects. Please, please, please get somebody in your corner to show you exactly what to do to build the business the right way from the start. Whether it's me or somebody else, I promise you will save money and you will save time in the long run if you do it that way. And sometimes people like us, you know, we cost a pretty penny. We are a big investment, but you need to put that into your budget, because it's going, I tell you, I can't even explain to you how many thousands of dollars you will waste if you try to figure it all out on yourself. I promise you, you will waste a minimum of $10,000 in the first 2 years on trying to figure out the marketing and the sales process and the online stuff. Minimum of 10, probably more like 20 or 30. Okay, now if you don't spend any money at all, where do you think you're going to be? You're not going to be anywhere. Right? Yes, you can go out networking and spend $50 here and $20 there and meet some people and maybe get some clients and maybe make a few $100 and maybe make a couple thousand. But that's not where you're going to be in your genius, to where you're automating, delegating, and systematizing, and leads are coming in on their own. That's where you've created yourself a job, where you have to go out and meet people and then bring them in and sell them and then do the work, and then go out and meet people and bring them in and sell them and do the work. And yes, that's how business runs, but that will be a very slow process to complete burnout within a couple of years if you're not careful. I've seen it thousands of times. I meet thousands of entrepreneurs every year, and there's probably an 80 to 90% of them have wasted years of their life and probably tens of thousands of dollars just doing the wrong things first because they tried to figure it out themselves. So I can't express enough how you don't want to do that. Please don't do that. Okay? Seriously, whether it's me or somebody else, learn from somebody who's been there, done that, and who is making money at what they're doing. Okay, that's very important. They have to be making money, not just someone that's local to you who's making the same as you or less. Okay, don't listen to those people, because if they're not making money, how are they going to show you how to make money? Okay, so they have to be making more money than you, or at least have the systems in place. Now, sometimes my clients are making more money than me. I have a roofing company who was making $1.5 million, and I wasn't to the million-dollar mark yet, but she didn't have all the systems in place for the marketing, the follow-up, the database, the referral sources, and she didn't have a good online presence. So fixing all of that with my help allowed her now to go to a $3 or $4 million company, because it's just so much more automated, systematized, and even delegated. She hired staff and salespeople, and it's amazing how fast she can grow when all that stuff is in place. So sometimes people wait too long, and then they get stuck. You can get stuck at 50,000, you can get stuck at 20,000, you can get stuck at 100. or 95 and never get over the 100, right? You get stuck at 250, you get stuck at 5. Every one of you is going to get stuck at a different level. And then you have to see what's missing. There's holes in your business, and you may not be able to see them. You know, someone like me, we come in and I look at every single thing in your business, from operations to online to marketing strategy to your mindset to your home life and support system to your processes to what you're selling and how much you're charging to what you're saying in conversations. I look at everything you are doing, and we look for the holes. We evaluate the opportunities. We look at who you have access to. So this is – I just wanted to give you a little glimpse of who I am and why I'm here, okay? And I wanna get into. I'm gonna read the introduction of my book, and if you have my book, then you've probably already read it. But maybe listening to me, I'm gonna probably embellish on it a little bit as I read it, and so you know it'll be different than just reading it yourself. But I just felt like I wanted to do that. To give you kind of an insider, and if you haven't read the book yet and you're listening to this, then you kind of get to know what the book's all about. And some people, you know, they like to take baby steps. Well, the book is a baby step. Go buy the book and then come and talk to me though, right? Because we need to take some action in getting your business in line. So the book is not all about business. It's actually more about yourself and your surroundings and your mindset. But we talk and how it relates to the success in your business and how to make more money in your business and what's going to hold you back in your business. So we talk on how it I talk on how it relates to the business if you're in business. And it can also apply, obviously, if you have a job. It can apply to anything. And, you know, it can apply to men and women as well. I know it's geared towards women right in the cover, but many men have these kinds of issues as well. And so I want to read you the introduction, but I wanted to give you a little sense of who I was and why I was here. And, you know, I'm really meant to serve those of you who want to make a difference, who want to live your passion, who want to monetize more of what you're already doing, or figure out how to monetize the business of your dreams, something you really are passionate about, but you just don't know how to make money at it. I want to help you do that. I want to help you live a happier life. I want to help you create a better love relationship in your life. I want you to love yourself more. I really do. Because the more of us who are more secure in who we are, more confident in what we provide and who we are and what we offer and how we serve the world, the more the world's going to be a better place. That truly is my momentum for writing this book, is to create happier people. And I just believe that you don't have to settle. You can have what you want. And it may take a little longer than you want it to take, okay? But you have to stick in there and have the faith that it's all going to work out in the end. All right, so the introduction to my book, Love Yourself Successful, A Woman's Step-by-Step Guide to Finally Taking Charge of Your Life and Designing the Business of Your Dreams. So who is this book for? Love Yourself Successful is designed for you, the woman entrepreneur or wannabe entrepreneur who wants to find the formula for living a happy, love-filled life, running a consistent 6 or 7 figure revenue earning business. And if you're already thinking a 6 or 7 figure business, I would just hope to make mid 5 figures. That's okay. But hopefully we're going to change that thinking a little bit later, trust me. The reason I know that you can do this by reading this book is because I've done it. I've been an entrepreneur since 2002 when I told my last boss to, and I'm going to cuss here, fuck off. Sorry, I had to warn you. I forgot to tell you guys that I'm a little blunt. And I say it like it is, and I tell it like it is, and I'm not going to sugarcoat something, or even in my book. So in my book it doesn't say the F word. It says F, blank, blank, blank. But for impact here on the recording, I did. I told my last boss to fuck off because he was so incongruent. And this is where I'm going to embellish a little bit. He was so incongruent. He would say one thing and do the other. He was a total corporate kiss ass, mind you. And then he would tell us, his employees, his sales and marketing staff, that Oh, we're, yeah, you can do it. We're gonna support you all the way. And then he wouldn't give us the support resources that we needed. Really? Okay. So, yes, I did tell him that, and it was so awesome. And really, frankly, I never looked back, and I never had any regrets, and I still to this day don't have any plan B. The first 3 years of my business were built on an old way of thinking, an old business model. I used to trade hours for dollars in a typical consulting business model. I had some clients on retainer, and some just hired me when they needed me to take care of some of their marketing. I'll tell you more about me and my story in just a little bit. But when I found this new way of doing business, however, more freedom came, more money came, and I also manifested the man of my dreams. Now, 6 years. Well, 6 years after changing everything, I've discovered true happiness in life, great love for my business and myself, and an abundance of wealth. Now, Love Yourself Successful isn't about giving you the magic pill. I'm talking about a true and proven business structure and invaluable mindset shifts that can take place in your life over a span of months or years, as they did in mine. You choose how long. Yes, there was hard work and long hours at first, but now, only a short time later, I am experiencing my ultimate love-filled, money-making life and business. You see, I'm a very emotional being, and as one of my mentors always says, we are spiritual beings living inside a physical body. It was important for me to finally uncover who I really was and what I was meant to do on the earth. I didn't just want to go through life as everyone else told me to, or as many others I saw did, blindly working harder to achieve more. And I'm going to go on a little tangent here. Have you ever been told, like, you have to work harder to make more money? You know, you have to hard work. You know, everybody says hard, you got to work harder to make more. You got to work harder. Well, I see, and I like the phrase work smarter, not harder, and I think it's so true. And that's the way that I've set up my business and how I work with clients is we have to work smarter. You don't have to work harder. Forget what your parents said. Forget what all the people in your industry are saying. You don't have to work harder, okay? You just have to be more leveraged in your business, and you have to work smarter. You have to hire people around you that know more than you do about things you don't know how to do, okay? And, okay. So going back to the book, I wanted to find a way to have my life look a little different. I believed it will all work out in the end. It was the title of a chapter I wrote in a different book back at the beginning of my journey, and I'll tell you a little story actually about that as I do another little tangent. But when I was asked to write a chapter in a compilation book, which is a book of with a bunch of other authors, it was with one of my mentors, Allie Brown, way back in 2006. And there was 42 of us who shared our stories of success, and really, they were really inspirational. And it's a great book. It's called Power and Soul. It's on my website for sale if you're interested in that. But it's a great book, and I love to pick it up and just read a random chapter at will. But the chapter that came out of me, I'd never written a chapter for a book before, and I'd written lots of articles, right, and a lot of how-to articles and the top five tips for this and the whatever, you know, in my newsletter and all that stuff. But when it came time to write this chapter in this book, and they wanted a success story, they wanted my heartfelt thinking around what made me successful, I wrote about how I always believed it would all work out in the end. And through that chapter came such huge realization that I had the most faith in myself, in what I was doing. I couldn't even believe how much faith that came out in that article. And I was like, well, wow, I really realized that how, now how do I have so much faith in myself and in my business and in my expertise and what I'm doing and that I'm meant to be doing this and I have no plan B? How do I have this much faith? And so many other women and men don't. You know, I couldn't figure out why I had that much extreme faith. And most people didn't. And I still, to this day, really don't know the answer to that. I know some key things that I've learned that contribute to having more faith and belief in yourself. And I believe it has to do with your upbringing and what you're told when you're a kid. You know, if you're always told you can do anything you want, you can be anything you want, nothing's going to stop you, and you can make as much money as you want, and as long as you're told that stuff, I think you have more faith and confidence in yourself when you're a grown up. But there's a lot of people out there that have been told, and you know, I come from, my parents are the boomers, right? My parents are in the boomer age. And the boomer age, they had to work hard for every penny. Times were tough, you know. So if you were told, well, you know, we might not be able to afford college, or I don't know if you're going to be able to be a doctor, or you know, you may not be able to do that when you're older, or you're not very smart, or you're stupid, or if you're told anything negative growing up, it affects you later on. I know it does, because now I've seen so many women and men go through transformations in their 40s and 50s and even 60s and uncover the fact that they don't believe in themselves now because of what happened to them. And it wasn't our parents' fault. It's just that was what our parents were told. So our parents had this kind of ingrained belief system as well. And so it's time that we take charge and change it. And I'm saying this as a side note because it's important for you to get your kids involved in this. Okay, so I don't have kids, but I'm on my way to becoming a stepmom. And so I hope to impart the fact that she can do anything she wants. She can be anything she wants. She can make as much money as she wants. And whatever she puts her mind to, she can do, as long as she keeps just taking action and stretching. And I think it's really important that we, as parents and role models for our children growing up now, you need to look at your positive attitude, your belief in yourself, and or not non-belief in yourself, and how it's affecting your kids and your grandkids, because this is huge. We have to empower them to want more, do more, be more, make more, go after more, and just, I think it's just really important. And I see a lot more kids these days at the business entrepreneurial type workshops that I go to, and I think it's awesome. I mean, if you have kids and you're an entrepreneur, bring your kids to these workshops. These kids sometimes are selling circles around the adults when they're out networking and selling our stuff at the different events. You should see these kids. So I'm just excited for the future of the kids. If we can really focus on ourselves, we have to change ourselves first, because even if you self-talk or in your head, whatever you say, whatever you think, whatever you do, they're going to catch on to you. Kids are pretty smart. So I just wanted to kind of go off on that a little bit. Okay, back to the book. So I wanted to be so completely head over heels in love with the man of my dreams, whom I had yet to find. I wanted to make at that time a simple six-figure income where I could be content providing my services and living the lifestyle I dreamed of. This was just a couple years into my business. Little did I know I was thinking way too small, way too small. Most of you are thinking way too small. There was so much more out there that was possible, yes, even for little old me. But it wasn't until I started to believe that I deserved and could have the love and the money too that things began to happen. And I share more about my story and my experiences with you throughout this book, because I think it's important for you to hear about the struggles I overcame, the opportunities and leaps of faith that I took, and the decisions that I made to get me where I am today, because the decisions is really the key part. My hope is that you will read this book with an open mind and an open heart. It is important for you to do this to have the kind of life-changing experience that I believe you will have. I've learned these business and mindset strategies from some of the best teachers in the industry. These people have been where you are and where I was, and are doing great things in their lives and businesses to help others achieve more, just like I want to do for you. My goal is to inspire, motivate, and educate you on what else is possible and how to achieve it for yourself in order to be completely happy and successful. Love Yourself Successful is a step-by-step guide to redesigning your life and possibly your business so you can have both love and money. It's not about one or the other. It's about achieving both for complete and utter success and happiness, plus a ton of other factors as well. So I have a little chart in here that talks about success to me equals love for yourself and time for yourself, self-care, marketing, faith, the right money, passions, mindset, lifestyle, freedom, love, and relationships. I mention money because it's obviously a huge part of becoming successful. But without the love part first, the big money would have never come for me. And I know I keep saying I'll explain more later in the book, and I do. I just don't want to like tell you my whole love story. I'll give you a little bit about this, actually. Okay, so when I wrote this book has been in the works since, I'd say, the middle of 2008. And it, no, the end of 2008. And so right now, as I'm reading this, it is the middle of 2012. And so almost 4 years, which is really sad. But it's actually kind of a reality for those of you who haven't written a book yet and want to, that sometimes it takes a while. And it didn't take a while to write it. Actually, I wrote the book in 4 days, you guys. Like, it downloaded in 4 days, okay? And I wrote it 2 weekends in a row in around Easter in 2011. And but the leading up to that, the only thing that I could get out was the outline of the book and this introduction, because I knew what I wanted to write about, but I wasn't sure about the teaching points and the real theories and some of the stories and experiences. And I felt like I still had to experience more in order to write the book completely. And I did, and I was right. And so, but it was funny, once I decided I wanted to write this book, I actually created a live event around it. Okay, so if you've been on my list for a while, you've seen the Love and Money Business Summit I've been doing since 2009. So I created a live event around it. I created a whole Love and Money business model, the 7-step system, and now I have a home study program of the Love and Money business system that's on my website that you can see when you buy this book and you go to the website. But I created all of that before the book. I thought, well, for sure, I'll know what to write in the book once I do the event and once I figure out what I'm going to say in the event, and I would know what to write in the book. But it still didn't come to me. You know, you can't force the book for some reason. You know, you want to write the book. So the book came to me just a couple years ago, and it downloaded. And it was actually after the breakup of the man of my dreams. So I mentioned that I was inspired to write this book because I met the man of my dreams, okay, after really working on myself and my own self-love and getting rid of some of the negative self-talk and self-esteem stuff that I had going on. And I had it too, okay? I had it too, you guys. And I still occasionally have things come up, but I'm much more aware now that I can just say, okay, thank you for sharing, but go away. I'm good. And but I did a whole year of transformational work with somebody on my mindset around my self-love. And that's the year that I met this man of who I thought was the man of my dreams. And he had everything I wanted, and we were together 2 years, and then he broke my heart. And I hadn't written the book yet when he broke my heart. And so I thought, oh, crap, now I don't have the love. How am I going to write the book around love and money when I don't have the love? Because I had the love when I was doing the event and all that. And I thought, okay, I have it all. I have the money, I have the love, and that means complete happiness. And yay, I have it. And then he broke my heart. And then so for a year, I couldn't write the book because to me, not having the man of my dreams or any man in my life at the time that was a love relationship, I felt like I didn't have love until I really realized again that it was love for self and not love with a significant other. As much as love with a significant other is fabulous because now I have it again, yay, I just did meet the man of my dreams. He, the first one, 2 years ago or 4 years ago, that man was great, but he was missing a couple of things on my list that I didn't have on my list at the time, right? And then I realized after we broke up, there was a couple things missing from the list. You know, ladies, you need a list, okay? And put everything you can possibly imagine on that list of what you want in your man, and I promise, if you wait and don't settle, you will find him, okay? So what took forever, it seems, I finally found him. And yes, and it's really amazing. And I'm sure you'll hear more about him as you continue on my journey, as you watch me and listen, and I share in videos and all kinds of stuff. So I won't go into that here, but I just wanted you to know that, like, I couldn't write the book because I wasn't in love at the time. I thought, oh, God, you know. But it's not about the other person. It was all about me. It was all about me feeling good about myself, what I'm doing, and I had to pull myself out of that breakup. And when I really felt good about myself again is when the download for the book came. And so I share that because I think it's important to know that it doesn't have to mean that you have to be in a love relationship to have love and money in your life, which equals complete success and happiness to me. When we have amazing love and we have amazing amounts of money, where we don't have to stress about money and bills, that's where it is. So that's what I want for you. I don't believe you have to settle with either one. So going back to the book. So why should you read this book? Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, professional working woman, a woman in transition, a current female entrepreneur, or even a man in any position in your life such as these, this book will give you easy how-to strategies to, number one, uncover your true greatness. Number two, discover what's missing in your life and how to change it. Number three, change the way you think about your desires in life and business. And number four, update your beliefs on what truly is possible for you. Number five, enable you to think and play bigger. Number six, motivate you to take action towards building the life and business of your dreams. And number seven, design a plan to finally achieve the success that you know you're meant to have. I want to help you take the work out of your business and make it more fun, or help you design a business that you enjoy waking up to every day. I want you to be able to work less and make more, doing exactly what makes you happy. I want you to be able to transform the lives of the people you are meant to touch with your business by enabling you to discover your true, authentic self, your purpose, and passions in life, and by doing it all while not worrying about money. You'll walk away with many ideas, strategies, thoughts, and discoveries that will allow you to enjoy a better love life and sex life, I hope, believe in yourself fully, trust in yourself and the universe, love yourself, love your business, and love others unconditionally around you, experience an abundance of wealth and success, and transform your business to fit your ideal lifestyle. So how will this book make you feel? Think ahead for a moment to a time not far away from where you are, completely head over heels in love with your partner, spouse, or significant other. Nothing can keep you apart. You finish each other's sentences. You do kind things for each other every day. You make love with more passion than you ever thought you had. You are in love with yourself and fully accepting of all of your strengths and weaknesses. Now think also about your environment and your family. You are so excited to welcome the people you choose into your home. They love to listen to you. They enjoy spending time with you and you with them. They support you fully with all your ideas and dreams. There are only positive forces in your life at this time, pushing you forward towards your biggest dreams and goals. Now think about your business, the perfect business that allows you to be just who you are. Imagine a business where you do exactly what you're meant to do and work with exactly who you're meant to work with. This business allows you the freedom to choose when and how you will work while providing you with an abundant income. This is not fiction. This can be your reality if you choose to accept it. I've done it. Hundreds of my friends, clients, and peers have done it. and we continue to excel each year beyond our greatest expectations, even in a down economy. You can do this too. You may just have never been shown how to do it, how to achieve such happiness and success. This book is a step-by-step guide on how to pull you out of your funk and on with your future. You do deserve more. You will get it if you read this book and really take the time to do the exercises. Love Yourself Successful is about having four types of love in your life in order for the money, true success, and happiness to come to you. The four types of love that I talk about in this book and that you really need are love for yourself, love with a significant other, a love-filled environment, and love for what you're doing. Throughout this book, I'm going to be talking about all four types of love and how they relate to your ultimate success, more money, and complete happiness. First, we're going to look at what else you need to be successful. You need to know two things in order to become successful. Number one, you need to know where you are now. Are you settling? Are you happy? What part of life do you like? Which things are good? What are bad? Where's the, you know, differentiating factors? Number two, you need to know where you want to be. And you may not even be able to see the entire vision of where you want to be. You may only be able to see a short vision. But we want you to think bigger. And then at the end, if you want to totally transform your business or start up a new one, at the end of the book, I will show you how to get started doing that. So what to do now? It was important for me to give you as many tools and as much information as I could in order for you to grow through this process. My friends and peers all say I give way too much information with everything I do, but that's what makes me different. However, my publisher said that a 1,000-page book just wouldn't sell, and I laughed. So the book is actually a really, really easy read. It's short. It's to the point. It gives you good exercises. There's a whole resource page on the website where you can download things to interact with. I do recommend in the book that you have a journal or take notes of some sort somehow along as you're reading each chapter, and there are exercises that I have you read. So when you get the book, if you already have it, then you know where to go online to get those resources. If you haven't gotten it yet, then I recommend you check out the book, and then you'll find out where the resources are. There's a special page just for people who have the book. Now, on the book website itself, there are plenty of other resources. If you go to loveyourselfsuccessful.com, that's the main book website. There will be, if there aren't already, there will be resources and things that you can look at for additional learning. That's where my Love and Money Business Home Study System is. You can find out about how to see me live in person around the country at different events. I do annual workshops on this topic and other topics in business. If you get on the newsletter, you want to sign up for the free stuff, right? If you're on the newsletter, then you're going to get information about free teleclasses, and you're going to get lots of tips and articles and things that you can use in your day-to-day life, video trainings and all kinds of stuff to help you grow yourself, grow your mindset, and grow your business. So I would love for you to check out the book if you don't already have it. If you do have it, then pick it up and read it, right? And work through it and work through the exercises. And if you've already read it, I really would love to hear your feedback. I'm all testimonial marketing is a great source of marketing. So if you're in business, if you can forward over a testimonial about it, that would be fantastic. And tell me what you liked about it, and you'll get noticed on the website and newsletters. And, you know, if I do another reprint of the book, I'm going to put more testimonials in there. So testimonials are great. And you could just submit them through the website as well. And there is a Love and Money Club on Facebook. So, and that's open right now to anyone who wants to join. If you go to facebook.com/loveandmoneyclub, and that's a special page where I post content, videos, information for training purposes, but also it's a great place to interact if you want to go there. So I encourage you to take charge of your life. It's time. I don't care if you're 18, 35, 65, or 95. It doesn't matter. Stop settling. You don't have to. You can take charge of your life anytime you want and design this life how you want it to be. And if you put your mind to it and you have the right plan and systems in place, you can create as much money as you want through businesses of your own and investing and all this kind of stuff. But you need to learn how. Usually that's the sticking point. That's why we don't get where we need to go in business, is because we don't know the how, or we're not doing the right things. So I encourage you to reach out for support and help, and I would love to be your mentor in that, at least for however long you need me. You know, I don't pretend to think that you're going to need me forever. You know, if you just need me for a few months and we get you all set up and you're on your own, then fantastic. I'm excited, right? We've helped you create a better life for yourself. But reach out. Ask for help. There's a lot of resources on the book website. There's a ton more on my regular business website, which is jumpstartyourmarketing.com. And you can come and talk to me in a complimentary strategy session, even, if you're ready to talk about your business. Now, you don't have to be in business already. You could just have an idea about what you want to do. You don't want to wait to talk to me. Trust me, I will save you thousands of dollars and hours of time with one phone call. I promise. You will get so much more clarity about what you're doing and why you're doing it and where you're going and what's missing and what's possible in this one phone call than you could ever imagine. It is that powerful. But you've got to take the action and reach out and grab it. Okay? If you want to do a phone call with me and do a complimentary business strategy session where we talk about where you are and where you want to be and what's missing, where are the holes, what's the possibilities, where can you go, right? Where are you stuck? Then go to www.askkat.biz. It's askkat.biz. And I look forward to talking with you soon. This has been a little audio introduction from Katrina Sawa, the Jumpstart Your Biz Coach, on my book, Love Yourself Successful. And I look forward to helping you succeed and become a happier person all around. Have a great day.